Welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
I'm Lori Kilmartin, and each week on the show, no matter what's going on in the haunted Playboy Mansion, we share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, what we like to call a tiny victory.
So Lori is filling in for Annabelle, who is in Rome, and we are very jealous. Regardless, thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about monks on meth, and I'll stop worrying about the Good Morning America love affair where there's cheating on Andrew Shue.
And I'll stop worrying about hotels no longer having bathtubs.
Ugh. And now let's get tiny. So welcome, Lori. Thank you for being here. Annabelle is in Rome, and so I tricked the great comedian Lori Kilmartin from Maximum Fun's own podcast, The Jackie and Lori Show. She wrote on Conan for a decade. She's an author. She's a future Buddhist. She's one of my favorite people. And I tricked her into being on the show today.
Yes, I am here. And listen, coming up on this show is incredible things. I have a tiny victory about packing. And we'll say whatever I feel like saying about that, Laura. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs. Let me tell you something. I first heard about Lumi Labs listening to Tiny Victories.
That is amazing. We're making a big difference in the world.
I want to sleep. And Annabelle was saying it helped her sleep. And so... Oh, by the way, I even used your promo code. So one of your sales was this lady, okay?
Oh, nice.
And then right after I did that, then they sponsored our podcast. And I'm like, oh, I should have waited. But whatever, that's fine. Here, you guys can't wait unless you probably don't have a podcast. So don't bother waiting. Microdosing is great. I love it. Go to microdose.com and use Tiny for 30% off plus free shipping. I love, and this is not a technical term, the purple ones. I really need to get the name of that exact. The purple ones with the little scratchy sugars on the outside. They really help me sleep great.
Oh, I love scratchy sugars.
Yes. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use the code TINY to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdose.com, code TINY.
I love that that made a difference for you. I love to feel the tiny reach of tiny victories. And I love that it made it to you. That's fantastic. So for this week's Tiny Victory, again, everybody, I have Lori Kilmartin from the podcast, The Jackie and Lori Show, but from so many things. Lori's written, first it was a book called Shitty Mom, and then Dead People Suck. Mm-hmm. Dead People, if you need a funny book about grief... There's not a lot that one can recommend. But Lori wrote this amazing book on grief. Anyway, I'm just this incredible fan. And thanks for coming on. So for people listening, Lori and we did a show at the Comedy Store on Monday. And so I've already, like, your act is like ringing in my head all week. And then because Annabelle couldn't be here, I was like, Lori, will you come on? And so maybe like we'll talk about whatever. You said you had a packing victory, but I also want to talk about maybe the Comedy Store. Comedy itself is kind of like a mix of tiny Vic taking bad stuff and shaking out the funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's a victory if a new tag works. Not even a new joke, but just a way to extend the joke for 5 more seconds. That is definitely a tiny victory. And you just need about 1,000 of those, and then you got an album.
And then you do it all over again.
Yep.
Overall, it's a giant Sisyphean hill, but it's a series of just tiny Sisyphean, like, does this thought, does anybody even resonate, you know, with this? And it's the biggest deal when something does. So what was your, you said you had a tiny victory about packing?
You guys know, I'm sure flying to the Midwest has become exorbitantly expensive. It's like frequently it's $700 to $800 to fly to various parts, unless you're going right to Chicago, the smaller.
Crazy.
Anytime you have some kind of connection is bananas, right?
Where are you now?
I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Southwest was out of control. It was ridiculous. And I usually do Southwest because they do 2 free checked bags, right? And I usually bring merch. And so, you know, that helps offset. And this time, American Airlines came in with the most reasonable fare. And but they don't allow check bags. You have to pay $30. And
man, I hate that.
I hate it. And my merch didn't come in. It's like coming in today. Like it didn't get to the house in time. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to, if I had to pay for a bag, at least I'll go, well, if I can sell 6 books, that can pay for, you know, the bag going and coming, right? Because it's 30 bucks. But I didn't have merch. So I'm like, okay, I got to fit everything I need for a week in one bag, including, now this might not seem like a big deal to people, but now we're in COVID, including an air purifier.
Right.
I think that's a cylinder shape. It's like, you know, 1.5 feet by say 10 inches. That's got to go dead set in the middle because I put that on stage.
Yeah.
So and then I had to like tuck all my clothes.
Were you just squeezing them into little, like, were you just rolling them up insanely tightly?
And I have like one outfit for all day, for all 4 days.
like you mean for daytime when you're not on stage?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. No, I get that. Yeah.
And so I did it. And then I was worried that, you know, American was going to be like that. You know, it's too big. It was on the cusp, right? You know how sometimes they're like...
Of being too heavy?
It was pretty packed. And even though technically it's been a carry-on its entire life, this particular bag, they're starting to change.
You put your air purifier in a carry-on?
Yeah.
You put all this in a carry-on? Oh my God, that's crazy.
Laura, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's a victory. It's incredible.
A full third of the carry-on, right, is your air purifier.
Almost half. Tucking things in the nooks and crannies, finding spaces, ruining shoes. I actually smashed some boots into they're going to have to be on my calves for 2 hours to undo the damage I did.
I'm just picturing you like squashing your underwear down until like the size of a die.
Yeah.
Like dice you would roll that you're just like, I've got to get it down to the tip of a toothbrush size.
It's also possible I didn't bring as much underwear as I normally do, and I will be washing in the bathroom and wearing damp underwear by day 3.
You're just going to 1800 house your underwear this week.
And I did get it on, and then they checked it at the gate, so I didn't even have to carry it around to Dallas, which is the first place they flew me to before I got to Grand Rapids. So that was nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I hate an expensive flight where there's also a layover.
Come on, exactly. I know.
Layovers are torture.
The worst, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're already tired and you can't like rest. You can't go sightsee and you can't just, there's nowhere, you know, there's not like a cozy bed.
No. And frequently you are going in the wrong direction of your ultimate destination.
Yes. Which has never made sense to me. I'm no pilot.
Yeah.
But I don't understand where you go. Like, I'm going to Chicago, but first Phoenix.
And then Atlanta. And then Chicago.
And then London. And then Chicago.
How does this work for you guys financially? Because it doesn't work for me as a human. So I don't know how it's not wasting tons of gas for you guys or fuel.
Don't understand either. So your tiny victory was that you got everything in your bag, mm-hmm. maybe, even though you had to sacrifice those boots.
I did make some sacrifices, but I got it all in. And so I have to go buy a curling iron. I realized I forgot my curling iron. That's my task after we finish here.
And then you just have to leave it in Michigan. It can't come back with you.
No, Laura, no. Because I also... in my backpack, which was also my purse, even though it was gigantic. Like, I thought they were going to bust me on every level. I brought a bag of apples, and I'm chowing through those apples. So they'll be gone by the time I leave, and that's where my curling iron comes
then
in.
Then you can fit, in that negative apple space.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. And when we come back, I'm going to talk more comedy with Lori Kilmartin. What a treat to have you here.
Mm. Mm.
Hello, I'm a stuffy dowager countess.
Travis?
I'm judging everybody's manners.
Oh, no.
Schmanners isn't judgy. It's about teaching you to be your best self. And be a little more confident when you enter social situations that you don't understand. And maybe also teach you a little bit about history you didn't know or give you interesting things to talk about at parties.
Yeah, like the secret life of Emily Post.
Or like why wristwatches are the way that they are.
We can talk about table manners from the Victorian era.
Sure, or what it's like to attend a Regency ball.
Yeah.
You can find all that and more if you listen to Schmanners on Maximum Fun, or wherever your podcasts come from, I guess.
Manners, schmanners. Get it?
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
I'm Lori Kilmartin.
And again, Lori is still filling in for Annabelle, who is enjoying her time, no doubt, in Rome. And so I wanted to talk about, I love your packing victory. And it hadn't occurred to me till this morning when I was thinking about talking to you that all stand-up really is an act itself of looking for tiny victories. Like, I remember when I was a young comic, this is so stupid, but I in my mind I won. I was early 20s and I won a cruise, but it was really just, it was
awful.
It was like I filled out the thing at the mall and then I had to go look at a condo, but then I won a cruise if I just, you know, drove to Florida, which I did.
Oh my God.
And I went on the cruise with my then boyfriend at the time. Oh my gosh, this is going to bring back so many crazy memories. Charlie Shannon.
Oh, I love that guy.
I know.
What a great guy he was.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Funny.
Hilarious.
Nice. Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
But we went and I remember it be like, I had this, like, I wanted it to be, you know, you grew up watching Love Boat, so you want a cruise to be a certain way, but a hurricane was nearby when we went
God.
I mean, the cruise, like, tables were upended, like, even getting onto the boat, winds were blowing, like, where you have to, like, hold onto the tree, like, you look like a mime doing a bit. And I had also been doing comedy, like, a year, and I thought, you know what? You can't lose with comedy, because if it's a terrible time, you still get a funny story. Mm-hmm. And that's been my thought about comedy the whole time, of like, you know what? It's how you win life.
Yeah.
Comedy is how you win life.
Yeah, I agree.
The show we did, just telling everybody else, we did the show called Age Against the Machine.
Oh, at the store.
At the Comedy Store. And I thought it was like its own kind of tiny victory that exists. When I was a young comic, it was like, I don't care about the olds. But now that I'm approaching, it's like, whoa, there's something to be said for experience.
I was the same way. So part of me is like, I can't complain because right. I was so viciously ageist. But also, most of them were male comics,
yes,
and they sucked. And they would sit there and just crap on women the whole time. So I definitely had a good reason to just be like,
sense.
You need to be replaced. Like,
yes,
you need to get off the stage and die, right? But I don't feel like, I feel like our generation of, especially the women, some of the guys are cracking up. I mean, I don't mean funny cracking. I mean, mentally they're
yes,
going off the right wing deep end.
That's
from
true.
Our generation. And I feel like a lot of the women that haven't stopped doing it are really good. And
yes,
so I hope the younger comics don't want us to die so they can replace us. I mean, I hope they don't feel like towards us the way you and I felt and others felt about some of those older male comics.
I get the weird feeling that they don't. I have found, so I don't know what you're coming up you came up in San Francisco, is that right?
Yeah, so I never felt that way about like Sue Murphy or Carrie Snow.
Oh,
but
sure.
I felt that way about a ton of the older male headliners that were just, they were rude to us. They
yes,
were like, you know, treated you like you were the green room maid. So it was
yes,
more, it was that and their acts where I was like.
And just boob talk or butt talk.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I worked with a headliner who was like, I was opening. And I swear, and it was like one of the first time I'm opening, right? And it's the biggest
mm-hmm,
deal when you open for the first time, because it feels like if you mispronounce one word, you'll never get to do comedy again. You know, it's
right,
the highest stakes. Like, this is
yeah,
my life dream. And if I glitch at all, I'll just be bounced out of comedy kingdom or whatever. And this headliner got in my face and he said, this is Texas, I want you to do 15 minutes, not 14 minutes, not 16 minutes, not, and I'm just like, peeing myself. Like, I'm just like, oh God, I hope I don't go 21 seconds over or under my time. God.
Wow.
It's not necessary. Did you feel part of a community when you started? Like, did it feel like, yeah, we're all doing this together? Because I didn't. I think it looked like that from the outside in Austin, but I felt very kind of alone. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's weird because I did assume all you Austin comics were like just in each other's pockets all the time and yeah, enjoying your lives together, being Austin.
We were not.
Residents.
Some of them might have been, but I was not in those pockets.
I didn't feel completely part of San Francisco. It was, I mean, I didn't live in the city. I lived in Walnut Creek with my parents. Mm-hmm. And so that automatically turn me into a different entity.
Because you're going home, you're not like...
And going home,
five
right.
drinks after the show and pizza and we all make out and then
yeah.
show up again on Monday for the open mic.
Yeah, and I'm not... Because I know my dad was waiting for me. You know, like I don't want to worry my dad. He'd be sitting there with his boxed wine and one of the dogs and just going, how's your show?
Oh, that's so sweet. My dad was saying, are you still doing that comedy? you still trying that? Well, yeah. Yes, for 15 years. Yes.
But no, and there definitely was within all of our generation of San Francisco comics, there was the inner core cool clique that I was not part of. And also because I went on the road.
Would that be like the Johnny Steele?
Yeah, although he was a little bit older. Like he was an established feature when I started. Mm. I'm talking like my exact age when we started was like Greg Behrendt, Laura Milligan, Margaret Cho, Karen Anderson, Tony Kameen, Ray James, Dave Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Lank and Earl were a little more established and stuff. But it definitely felt like there was a core, cooler group in that were in the center because they didn't go on the road. They weren't like road comics. And I was like, sign me up for every triple gig. Sign me up for all of it. I'll take it all. So that made me kind of like... I always felt, I don't know, you'd have to ask them, that they thought I was a road hack who was sort of crashing the San Francisco scene versus being an actual San Francisco comic. But I don't know if they would say that now or if they thought that then.
All that makes sense. And I guess I felt the specifics were different, but I felt a little similar where I was like, I didn't quite fit in the scene. And I have found, so this is my tiny victory in this is that in the LA scene, I feel like it's much more open and nicer than when I started comedy. Like the same way people are like, yeah, sure, there's trans and non-binary and ethnicities, that there's also ages. I feel like we're just seen as another specific thing about a human. You know, this is human woman. So. We have to wrap up. I could talk to you forever, but I just thought that was a cool tiny victory of like, there was this show of, it was all different ages. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you, Lori, so much for not being in Rome.
I'm angry. Every time you mention where Annabelle is, I get angrier and angrier.
It's infuriating. I also want to say thank you to everyone who listens and shares their victories with us on the Tiny Victory Hotline. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your victory on the voice memo app of your choice and email us the audio. Well, it won't go to me, but it'll go to the universal
it'll go to somebody.
Us. Our their email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. And by our, I did. You know what I meant about Laura and Annabelle. I'm already taking over. This is terrible. You can also listen to myself and Jackie Cation on the Jackie and Lori Show on Maximum Fun. And I'm on Twitter, sadly, unfortunately, at AnnieLori16.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
If you have a comment or suggestion about this week's or any of our shows, please tell us about it. Call or email. Reach out to us on Instagram or, for the time being, Twitter. Our handle for both, I don't know if we're Mastodon, Post, who knows what tomorrow brings.
Right.
But our handle for now is at at GetTinyPod.
And to help Tiny Victories reach new listeners, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts with a review if you're so inspired.
If you would, we got a nice review from Dance with Clogs.
Oh.
They wrote, really enjoyed listening and laughing. I'm going to try and count my victories throughout my day. That's our goal. Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. And to help us get the word out about the show, please tell your friends, family, or anyone you meet you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher. Our editor is Christian Duenas. We'll see you next week. Annabelle will be back unless she decides to stay in Rome. In the meantime, may you have very tightly packed carry-ons full of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.